Southern Baptists evacuate people from Lebanon, but does the work continue? Rotating Evangelism is planting churches in Argentina, and a missionary radio ministry is expanding in West Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With Israel pushing further into Lebanon and rocket attacks continuing, the work of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is pushing on. IMB's President Jerry Rankin says they evacuated volunteer teams a few days ago. Their personnel are safe. Rankin says this newest violence won't affect their work.
Most of our work is not dependent on American missionary personnel. We're there to train, to equip, to assist local churches, national leadership, and so the work goes on.
Rankin says these situations can be good for ministry.
We found that in situations of political chaos and warfare, that people's traditions and values begin to be questioned. They begin to ask questions that reflect a spiritual search for hope and security that we know only Jesus Christ can provide.
Contributing to IMB's Emergency Relief Fund is important because it provides opportunities to answer those questions. Next, with gas prices more than a dollar higher per gallon than last year, it's causing problems for ministries. Buckner Orphan Care International is just one organization that's feeling the pinch. Buckner's Amy Norton heads up their Shoes for Orphan Souls program.
We are really urgently needing to send our containers and shoes to the different countries where we will be having shoe teams deliver the shoes in the fall. And we have found that right now the fuel prices are just causing all of the shipping costs to just soar.
Norton expects it to cost $12,000 more this year. Getting the shoes to these areas is important for two reasons.
In our Eastern European countries, these are all containers that also have warm winter shoes. And the orphanages depend on the shoes that we send them for the children. They literally do not receive any shoes other than the ones we send. The shoes are the open door for us to share the gospel.
Go to our website to get connected. You're listening to Mission Network News. Since 1979, the Jesus Film Project's been sharing the story of Christ to literally billions of people around the world, and it's only growing. As of July 1st, the Jesus Film and its audio has been translated into 959 languages. More than 200 translations are still in process. What's incredible is that these translations have allowed 5.4 billion people in more than 200 countries to see and hear the gospel message. 201 million have indicated decisions for Christ. Next, in Argentina, friendship evangelism is how World Gospel Mission is seeking to plant churches in towns where there are no evangelical churches. WGM's David Kearney says it's a strategy called rotating evangelism, where national believers regularly visit these towns to deepen relationships.
And through all this process, the disciples are learning how to share their faith, and also we're reaching people there for Christ, developing relationships in these towns that never had a gospel church. And it's a very slow process, but slowly we're developing those relationships.
Barriers are slowly breaking down and people are coming to Christ through Bible studies, prayer, and the work of God in people's lives. Kearney says it's about the long-term impact.
Overall, we have to pray strongly beforehand that God will open their heart to His Word and to Him. And so the response is not dynamic. It's very slow. We have to look at this whole process at long-range planning.
And finally, Transworld Radio is thanking God for answered prayer. The international broadcaster received license approval to begin broadcasting in Benin, West Africa. The facility is currently under construction. The 100,000-watt AM transmitting facility will be able to reach 115 million Muslims in the region. TWR hopes to begin broadcasting in April 2007. Since there are many unreached people groups and literacy rates are high, radio is the most effective way to proclaim the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Information is available at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.